We're about to stay in the book of John for tonight. Living by the book, living by the word. And I said this in my last class, and I'll say it again right now, that I think that we've, for some reason, and I don't even know why. I got an idea why, but I don't even know why, that we've made this life and this walk very difficult for ourselves. We've done it. We've given ourselves a lot of hurdles to jump and a lot of hoops to jump through and a lot of different 1, 2, 3 steps and this and this and that. It's very simple. Everybody say simplify. Simplify. Come on, say it again, simplify. Simplify. It's very simple, and the mold is already in front of us, and it's very simple. But unless we simplify and we break down, it's a lot of breaking down of thoughts, of previous thoughts that we have. It's a lot of breaking down of previous ways of doing things that we do things. The Bible says there's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof is death. All right, when you get the death right there, it's not talking about literally you dead in the coffin under the ground, but it's no progress, no growth, no fruit. That's death. That's not having any life. No life is being brought from it. But the way seems right. I mean, that's what the scripture says, the way that seems right. That means it doesn't seem all the way wrong. It seems right. But the end thereof is death. I like to be like this, and I like to talk about this. I don't want this fictitious. We're quoting the scriptures, and we're saying a bunch of different things, and we're doing everything like we say in faith. No, like literally right now, if you do not have what this word of God says you should have, then there's a way that seemeth right to you that you're doing. But it ain't yielding no fruit. Come on, what the Bible says, you judge a tree by what? You judge a tree by its fruit. Why you think Jesus cursed that tree? Because it didn't have no fruit. It was supposed to have fruit on, especially when he showed up. So now the tree, Jesus only called the tree what it was, because it wasn't bearing any. All right. So if we're not bearing any fruit, then there's something that we're doing that seems to be the right thing, but the end thereof is no fruit being bare. Right? Can we attest to that in some area of our lives, right? Somewhere in our lives that we're not bearing enough fruit or not bearing not as much life coming from certain areas of our life. Right, the true thing. Well, there's a way that seemeth right. It seems like it, but you know you say that. You know what I'm saying? It seemed to be a cool person. But you can't definitely say to somebody cool, right? Like unless you really get to. Right? But it seems like it. Seems like it'll taste good. You know what I'm saying? Look like it, you know. It seems like it'll work, but seeming like and being are two different things. Something seeming like something. There's a way that seemeth right. No. I don't want a way that seemeth right. I want the way that's right. We'll get there in a minute. John chapter 1. We've made it very difficult. We've made it extremely difficult to do. We got a lot of principles, don't we? Come on, how long y'all been in church, right? A lot of principles. I'm not anti-principles. Not what I'm saying. I'm not anti-principles, but having principles without the principle, like with the one, with the main one, having a bunch of steps and stuff to do won't work unless you got the main thing going. How long we been doing church? How long we been working the word, like we say, right? How long we been quoting and confessing and doing all the things that we say? How long have we been doing this? Been doing this for a long time, huh? As long as you've been doing it, you should be manifesting way more. Come on, all them years, let's count them years. How long you been? How long you been studying the word? Come on. And you may not have been as astute as you are right now, but how long we've been praying and born again? It's been a long time. This seemed like something should have yielded by now, way more than what we got. So I got to figure out, where am I seeming and not knowing? I got to find, find your leak. Find where the hole is in your bag. You know, the scripture talking about, I ain't got time to go over there, but it says, you put on clothes, but you're still cold. Don't make sense. It does not make sense for it to be cold outside and you put a big fur coat on, you still cold. I'm talking about just the clothes you wear before you put the coat on. It says you eat, but you're still hungry. You drink, but you're still thirsty. Huh? And later on in the scripture somewhere, it talks about drinking of a water that you'll never thirst again, right? We're going to talk about him tonight. But you're drinking, so they say you're bringing wages, but you put it in bags with holes in it. Don't that feel like that sometimes? Don't life feel like that sometimes? But it's because it's a seam. It's a seam and not a know. It's a way that I seem, but not a way that I know. Seem like it'll work. Right? We use that word sometimes, don't we? Seem like. We made it too hard. We made it entirely too difficult. I said this in my last class, I said it again, and we're going to read the scripture. Everything before you get to the Gospels are the most important part of the Bible. They are the foundation of the Bible. Don't nothing else matter without the Gospels. Why? Why is that? Jesus. I mean, that's it. He's the answer, right? He's it. He's everything. And so everything before is pointing up to him. Everything behind is pointing back to him. But that's the root of right there. That's the root of what's going on. If I don't have a revelation of this, we can read Corinthians, first and second, Thessalonians, you name your favorite scripture, Ephesians and Philippians and all those things. Praise the Lord for all those, but all those are testifying of what's going on in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So we really need to see what's going on. You know, we all over the place. No, where we at? So, everybody say simplify. So John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All right, let me jump down to, let's see, we're going to verse I'm looking right over now. I just do a little reading. The same was the beginning with God. Verse 3, all things were made by him. Without him, not anything was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighted every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Verse 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name. Verse 13, which were born not of blood, nor the will of flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. It's talking about us a little bit right there, because we wasn't born of flesh. We wasn't born Jews, right? 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 Verse 14, you read. Ready, read. Stop. Say it again.
And the Word was made flesh.
One more time.
And the Word was made flesh.
Now remember, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word. All right, come on, we got to do some studying, all right? We got to put these things together, all right? So the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then it's talking about right here, the Word was made flesh. I mean, God was made flesh. And then what's the next line? And dwelt and lived. Dwell, lived among us. Right in the midst of us. Right on the same type of soil that you're walking on, the same breathing these trees and everything, he came and lived in the same realm, the same atmosphere. In the flesh. Everybody say, in the flesh.
In the flesh.
Now you in the flesh, ain't you? I know we don't like saying that because we start being spiritual. I don't want to be in the flesh. No, you in the flesh. You have no choice but be in the flesh. Even when you're at your most spiritual, you're still in the flesh. Are y'all ready? Come on. Because you have no choice. This the body that we got. All right. So, the Word of God was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Flip over to John chapter 5 real quick. Everything, you cannot, so now living by the book, you know, we call it studying the Word of God, right? No, we're actually studying God. We're not just studying, it's a different thing now, right? Studying the Word of God. I'm studying God. So when I study this Word, I'm looking for God. Where is God in this?
Because I need to see God. Now, if I do a lot of reading, and I do a lot of reading chapters and flipping over chapters, then I call it devotion, but I do a lot of reading, but I don't see God, then what am I doing? Because the Word is God, and the Word was God. Then it was made flesh and dwelt among us in Jesus. So now you cannot, listen to me, and I'm going to say this, then we're going to do a little reading, but you cannot study this word properly and not be studying Jesus. If you don't see Jesus, you don't see anything. If the perceiving of Jesus does not leap off that page and become alive to you, then you are not studying the word. You're going through the motions. You're doing things that you feel like you should be doing. But what should happen every time you open up this word, and I'm going to get ahead of myself, what should happen every time you open up this word is the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, the one that he left for us, should breathe upon this word and it becomes alive to you and in you. To you, in you, and through you. To the point to where your words carry the same weight as his words. Let there be light, and there was. Remember that?
Yes, sir.
We thought that was astonishing. Wasn't that an amazing thing? Isn't that an amazing thing? Come on. Isn't that an amazing thing for God to say he's hovering up on the water in the darkness and for him to say, let there be light and there's light? Ain't that amazing? Yes. Same thing you got on the inside of you. See, the problem is you don't realize it yet. The problem is you don't know. That's why the Bible talks so much about studying. And studying and meditating and keeping the word because you don't know. You're born again, huh? I can't hear you. Okay, but you're born again, but you don't even know what's on the inside of you. You're unfamiliar with the power. You haven't become acquainted to the true you. That's why you can say whatever you say and not get no results. Or maybe you do get results because you're saying a bunch of reckless stuff and you don't realize that's the result you're getting. Death and life are where? What if God said, man is dark. What if that was his first words? To this day. What you been saying? Everything in this word is testifying of Jesus. We made it really difficult. We're searching for a way. We do a lot of studying, a lot of what we call searching these scriptures, because we're looking to try to make this thing work, and it's already laid out in front of us. John 5, and I just skip John 5, verse 39, and we always go 39, but there's some other scriptures I want to read in there. But verse 39, it says it plain and simple what I just said. It says, search the scriptures, right? Now, right before that scripture said, you have not the word abiding in you. Right? And he's going off. And he's talking to, you know what kind of people he's talking to? Y'all want to know what kind of people he's talking to? Y'all want to know what kind of people he's talking to right there? Church people. He's talking to people like me and you. You can talk to the Jews? Yeah, church people. That's who he's talking to. So right now, he's done some miracles. They won't kill him. He done miracles, and he did it on the Sabbath. Now they want to kill him. So now he's talking to the church people. The church people. The children of Israel, God's chosen people. He got to talk to them. And say, in verse 38, you have not his word abiding in you. Then you go to 39, what it says? Search them scrolls and them scriptures that you got. Search it. Look through there. For in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. The next scripture says, But you will not come unto me that you might have life. All right, so search some scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. What does it mean to testify? We all had testimony service, huh? All of us have been at testimony service, huh? Come on, give your testimony. What's your testimony? Well, you know, the other night, the Lord, you know, and sometimes you got to shut people down, house down, testimony service, because they get to testifying for the devil, right? But y'all didn't know, some of y'all didn't testify. Anybody ever testified before? Yeah. What you're telling? You're giving an account. You're giving an account of what happened. You give an account of what you did, what happened, what went on, what went on through. Like you giving an account of this to testify. And they are they. So it's good, but they are they which testify. They're trying to give you an account of me. That's what Jesus is saying. Search some scriptures. But your problem is, you ready? Your problem is, here's where you come to a roadblock. Your problem is when you search those scriptures. It's not bad to search the scriptures. Search them. You should. But the problem is when you search those scriptures and begin to believe in those scriptures and not in the living God. Is it quite possible that I can search these scriptures and know this Bible up and down and still die? Is it quite possible that I can know these scriptures in and out and quote more scriptures than anybody else that quotes scriptures in the history of the world of quoting scriptures and still not have the things that I need? Sometimes we can be proof of that, huh? We know the word. We have no problem quoting scriptures. We've been learning scriptures since we've been kids. It's not about learning the scriptures and memorizing scriptures and quoting scriptures. Search the scriptures. Do it. Search them. But in them you think you have eternal life, but they are they that testify of me, but you won't come unto me. You won't go all the way in there to where you meet me. Because, see, you should stay there long enough until you meet Jesus in whatever that situation is. You know, we learned this in Word of Faith that you find a scripture to stand on. You know, when you're dealing with something, mine was 1 Peter 2:24, your stomach hurting, I would quote it. I'd be at school. I was a little kid. Quote it. My mom would quote it over the phone. You know, my dad and them was funny, man. They would, I'd call home, oh, my stomach hurting. So I'm in the office on the phone. Oh, no, no. He said, bow your head. So I'm in the office like this. And he praying, and all the people around me here, in Jesus' name, amen. Now go back to class. I got to walk on back to class. And then I've already talked noise to the students when I'm leaving out, because you know usually when you go to the office, you're checking out. So you're kind of looking at people when you leave out of class. I'm about to leave. I didn't talk noise. Now I got to go back to class. You know, I feel some kind of way about it because I'm talking about it like I am. I lost my thought. What was I talking about before that? What was that before that? Search the scriptures. Search those. They testify of him. Search them. But they testify of him. But you won't come all the way. When you get to those scriptures, you should go deep enough in those scriptures to where you meet Jesus and find out what Jesus is saying about what you're doing. How much of your life are you trying to live just off of the scriptures and not off the living word? You're trying to live it, so you quote them over and over again. You quote them over and over again. That's what I'm talking about. You got the scriptures you're standing on. And so you quote them over and over again. You confess them. You know what I'm saying? You confess them over and over again. Why nothing happened? Because you ain't meet Jesus. Every time Jesus spoke, something happened. Every time Jesus met something changed. Come on. You got to read the gospel. Every time he spoke to it, it changed. Well, the Bible tells me that the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of me. That same thing is on the inside of me. So why am I not getting the same result? Because I'm searching these scriptures, but I'm not finding Jesus. And the only reason I don't see him is because I'm on the surface. Everybody say surface. Surface. The only reason I don't see him is because I'm on the surface. And I haven't dug deep enough into the scripures. But you want to know something? Can you give you a clue? Can I give you a key? Yeah. You can't go deep enough. Not you. You can't do it on your own. Right. Somebody gotta take you deep, but the Spirit searches all things. Yeah. That's how I say it when I read it. Spirit searches all things, yeah. Yeah, the deep things of God. And he'll take you into the deep. What do you think he's talking about? He's talking about he revealed the mysteries. Show you things that you do not know. Guide you in all things. Teach you all things. What do you mean? What all things did you think he was talking about? The deep things of God. But he's got to escort you into the deep. You don't have enough lungs on your own to go into the deep by yourself. You need somebody with a tank to come with you. That's giving you breath and giving you air. Huh? Because your lungs on their own ain't got the capacity to do so. So he's got to escort you into the deep. But we've been searching these scriptures on the surface. And a lot of times we search scriptures and we ain't looking for Jesus. We hear a lot of messages, don't we? We just in a span of the world, people preach about all kind of stuff. and it'd be cute, and it'd be acronyms and little cute little phrases. And then they got a little cute little demonstration they do on the stage and all that stuff. But where does it lead back? Does it lead back to the Messiah? Because if it doesn't lead back to him, we have no power. If it doesn't lead back to him and how he does things, then we have no functioning. How do you function outside of Jesus? Well, you know how that works already, don't you? Me too. We know how it works out of Jesus. That means no manifestation. Anyway, you don't have manifestation in your life right now that's functioning outside of Jesus. Anyway, you don't have a manifestation, listen to me. This is how I hit the road. Anyway, you don't have a manifestation, it's you functioning outside of Jesus. Search them scriptures. When do you think you have life, but they testify of me? So now these scriptures, I got a couple of scriptures in verse 19, then we go to verse 30. And he keeps saying stuff like, he keeps saying, and it was a funny thing to hear Jesus say this, but he keeps saying stuff like, I can't do nothing of my own. He said the son can't do nothing of his own. But what do you see the Father do? And then he starts saying, I myself can do nothing. That don't make sense. It's Jesus. It don't make sense. I just saw what you did with the lame man. That don't make no sense that you telling me you can't do nothing of yourself. I just saw what you did. Ain't you the one to come and save us? And he go talking about verse 30. Look at verse 30. Read the first line. How much? Ooh. That says, Mother Claire, how much of this word that you studying in yourself? Like how much you doing in yourself? Like you're trying to lead yourself to the revelation. You'll never get there. You'll never make it. You'll drown. You'll never make it. How much are you doing in yourself? You see that in verse 30, I my own self can do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just because I seek not mine own, but the will of the Father that has sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is what? Not true. Then he jumped down and said, search the scriptures. If in them you think you have life, eternal life, and they are they which testify of me, but you won't come. You won't come all the way. You won't come all the way to me. I was talking to a group of my text right now. You got your reading, so you get your reading done for the day. I got my reading done for the day. Now I can live my life. I done paid my dues to the Father today. Like he wants your dues. What do your dues do for him? What do we think we're doing? When you studied today, did you study? Anybody study the word today? Anybody looked at the word today? I hope you did. Lord have mercy, because I gotta give somebody F for just not even looking at the Bible today, right? But if you looked at the word today, how did you approach it? This is a good question, right? This is a good question. Like, how did you approach it? Did you approach it? Was it quick? Was it like boom, 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 and you got it done? Boom, 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 because you didn't want to be walking out here without no word under your belt. Boom, 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 boom. You're taking your pills, right? Was it like that? Was it like you're taking your pills for the day? How did you calm down and say, Holy Spirit, reveal this to me? Holy Spirit, show me what's going on in this scripture. Holy Spirit, open this up so that I can have life and life. Jesus, I have come that you might have life and I have it more abundantly. Show me. Now, most of the day we live, most of us, I'm going to raise my hand because usually we don't raise our hands. I'm going to raise my hand. Most of us lived on our own will today. We read some scriptures, but we did what we wanted to do. And I know y'all don't raise them with me, but it's a real thing. It's a real and true thing that today, you know, you probably read the scriptures, but you did your thing. You did your will, right? You might have listened a little bit more than yesterday, but it could be better. You know, Jesus is the mold and the goal. He's the mold and he's the goal. Like the goal I'm trying to reach? Like he's, that's what I'm, if I fall short of that, then I ain't nothing. Now it gets real. See, we're okay with being spiritual sometimes and deep, and we, you know, you patty cake and you made the prayer a couple times early. You know what I'm saying? You got to church early yesterday, so you feel good about your deeds. Right? No, if it falls short of Jesus, it ain't nothing. You don't need a pat on the back for that. For what? Why should I pat you on the back? You fell short. I got close. Close ain't it, though. Got some pushing to do, don't we? What was that statement? Passion. Holy Ghost, I'm glad you brought it back to me. Passion without a pressing ends up to be pathetic. He told me that walking down the hallway. I guess he's talking to me, but I'm talking to y'all now, so here we go. He said, you know, we get passionate. We passion for the Christ, right? The passion of the Christ, right? And we're passionate about you. We feel strong, all right? But if you don't press, you're pathetic. You push over. A lot of stuff keep pushing you over. Because there's a press. You got to press to know him more. That I may know him. Right? The scripture, right? Philippians, right? That I may know him. That's what it's about. I don't act like I already know something. It's not like, I don't have time to go over that. It's not, Philippians 3 is a great thing for you to study in your own study time, because I will too. But I don't act like I already attained. I count everything that I learned already but done. He started quoting, and he started saying all his credentials. I'm a Hebrew of the Hebrew, and I'm a Pharisee of the Pharisee, and born of this day and of this bloodline, and all this, but not that I already attained. I act like I ain't nothing. So I approach it like I ain't nothing. And when I approach it, I'm not approaching it to do my duty, but I'm approaching it to know who he is. That I may know him. That's the goal, though. Like, that's it. If you're doing whatever you're doing without the intention of knowing Jesus, you ain't doing nothing. How many times we do that, though? We read the word. We come to church and hear a good message and shout amen the whole time, and without an intention of getting to know Jesus better. And Satan is pleased. He's okay. Go ahead to church, girl. He'll bring you to church. Yeah, go ahead, because you're not going to do that no different. Go ahead. I'm going to open the door for you. Let you in. Go ahead. Look, go on in that church. Go so you see there. Go ahead. Do the whole plan. Do the whole thing. Because you don't see Jesus, so you ain't going to get no results. Is that quite possible? Could that be us sometimes? If we don't let the Holy Spirit escort us into the deep things of who Jesus is? John 14, and this would be our favorite scriptures, and I know we read them. John 14, I'm going to start over verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. It's Jesus talking. In my Father's house, many mansion. If not, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And where I am, there may you be also. And whither I go, ye know. And the way, you know. Oh, where I go, you know. And the way. Not just where. But the way to get there, you know. That's what he's telling them, right? You see that, right, Jesus? Here you go. Thomas said unto him, Lord, it's us, right? Yeah. It's us. Yeah. I think that this is us right here. It's Thomas. Thomas is us. I'm Thomas. Yeah, we Thomas. We Thomas. You doubting Thomas? Remember doubting Thomas? The one that, I ain't going to believe it until I put the finger, right? Feel the whole thing. All right, it's Thomas. That's us sometimes. So Thomas, what Thomas is that? Look at read it. What do you say? So Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you're going. I don't get it. Like, if we read a little bit more, Jesus is always talking to them about what's going on. This is after he's already told them, I can do nothing of myself. Only do what the Father tells me to do. He said this over and over again the other time. He kept on preaching the same thing. Don't it sound like our services sometimes that we keep on preaching the same thing on Sundays and Wednesdays, but it seems like why there's no growth? It's not because of the message. It's not because the messenger. It's because of how we're perceiving. How we go? We don't know where you're going. What do you mean, Thomas? Where have you been? What do you mean you don't know where I'm going? I told you where I'm going. Lord, we don't know where you're going. And Lord, we don't know how. What you mean? How are we going to know the way? Sound like us. So we keep asking God stuff. You got a problem, now you're going to go ask God why. What why I got to do with anything? When has why ever been the manifestation for you? So we ask, so sometimes we're bringing stuff to God, and he's trying to work it through you. But you keep, God, he said, you know the way. God, help me. I already helped. How much more help you want? Let's think about it for a minute. He sent his only son to die on the cross and got him up for you. Then after he left, he sent you who? The Holy Ghost. Then he gave you grace and mercy and peace and joy, gifts of the Spirit, fruits of the Spirit, gave you some apostles and prophets and pastors, evangelists, teachers. Wow. I keep counting all kinds of stuff that he didn't gave us. Gave us the word. God help me. What kind of question is that? God help. He's trying to show you something. I've given you everything that pertains unto life and godliness. So could it be that you in the baker shop begging for bread? Could it be that you in the full vault, but you screaming about you ain't got no money? Could it be that you're in the middle of the well, but you feel dry because you ain't drinking the water? Water all around you, but you ain't taking none in. Got to hit home for a second. How we, Thomas, this is us. Lord, we don't know where you're going. And how we going to know the way? I just told you. Now, I've been talking to you. You see all that red before that? All that red, he's telling them all that. But you just dull. You're just dull. You're not catching on. You're hearing, but you don't hear. You're seeing, but you don't perceive. Jesus said unto him, what is it? He didn't say, this is the way. See, let me tell you what I am. Everybody say I am. That's a power. It's the most, two of the most powerful words you ever hear about. He told Moses, tell him, I am, that I am sent you. We ain't got to have no last name, no first. I am. That's it. I am. Say it.
I am.
Jesus said to them, he didn't say, this is the way. Walk this way. Go this way. I'm going to point you over there. No, he said, I am the way. And the truth and the life. No man coming to the Father but by me. And he's not talking, he said coming to the Father, he's not talking about going to heaven. We can use that and equate it. If heaven is on your mind and that's just what you want to talk about, then cool, all right? That's just where you're heaven, I'm going to heaven. What about right now? You're not going to heaven tomorrow. So right now, what does this mean for me? No man cometh to the Father. No man becometh like the Father. No man cometh to the point of where the Father can work through him. No man cometh to that but by. So what he's really saying is, I'm the actual way. Like I'm trying to say it. Like I'm actually the way. Like everything about me is the way that you do it.
Right. Right.
Like what you trying to figure out? I'm the way. What are you trying to figure out where to go? I'm the way. What are you trying to get to manifest? I am. No. I don't know the way. I am. I don't know the way. I am. Listen, in the name of, if anything you ask in my name, he started talking about this later on. He said, anything you ask in my name, I'll do it. We thought asking for what we want in Jesus' name, but you can't ask for what you want in Jesus' name. Jesus' name only works for what Jesus' name worked for.
Right, right, right.
Jesus' name only works for what Jesus wants. Mm-hmm. Remember now, I only do what my Father tells me to do. As I hear, I judge. I don't do nothing. I don't ask for nothing else but that, right? I don't ask for nothing else. So is it possible that we've been asking for a lot of things and we haven't been getting it? We've been asking for a lot of things and we thought Jesus' name was just like Alakazam or Open Sesame or whatever other little magic words you want to use, right? We thought it was that. When actually the name means the character. So anything you ask in my character, I'll do it. Anything you ask in my character. What have we been asking for? All right, question. What have you been asking for? Good question, ain't it? What have you been asking for? Okay, is it in the character? See, this word is leading us back to him. It is always testifying of him. It is always trying to show us more of Jesus. If you don't listen to me, people, you cannot study this word and not see more of Jesus. Where's Jesus? You want to know a good study? Where's Jesus? You're like, where's Waldo? Remember the Where's Waldo thing? Like, hey, so you're looking. But you know the Where's Waldo thing, you had to look a little hard. Like, it wasn't never like Waldo was just, I'm out here, and his picture was bigger. But you had to take a little time and look at that and look around. He had a couple counterfeits in there. He had a little red stripe or whatever, but it wasn't him. But you had to, y'all ever done the Where's Waldo? Anybody ever done the Where's Waldo little picture? The little picture where they got, there's a bunch of stuff on there. You got to find Waldo. And you got to sit there and study. You don't need nobody in your ear. Stop talking to me. I'm trying to focus. You get close up on it, too. Pick it up and look at it. You're looking at it because you're trying to find out where he at. Where's Jesus? Where's Jesus? Come on, where is he? Like, come on, come on. When you're reading these scriptures, where he at? All right, Holy Ghost, so what are you trying to show me about Jesus in here? Remember, there's nothing outside of him. There is nothing. There's nothing in this word outside of him. There's no principle that's outside of Jesus. There's no functioning that's outside of Jesus. There's no way to do anything that's outside of Jesus. There's no message that's outside of Jesus. There's no anointing that's outside of Jesus. There's no gifting that's outside of Jesus. There's nothing. He encompasses it all. All of it is in him. So now when I'm doing whatever I'm doing, even when I'm praying the Spirit, I'm trying to get Jesus revealed. Where you at? I'm asking. I'm asking. Like I'm praying, where you at, Jesus? Where you at right here? Where you at in this? Where you at, Lord? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? That's what I'm looking for. Reading the scripture. What scripture you read today? Where you at, Jesus? Because the whole thing is testifying. How do we get here where it got so hard? How do we get here where it got so difficult? Not only does it testify of Jesus, right? But then when we finally get to Jesus, in the scripture, Jesus said, I want to do what my Father tell me to do. Everybody shrug your shoulders. Jesus said, I use my imagination. Can I use my imagination a little bit? You should use yours too. Maybe you'll get some more understanding if you use your imagination a little bit, right? And I believe Jesus sitting there is like, y'all think I'm somebody big. Y'all think I'm the big guy. And I know who I am and I know what I'm here to do. But just remember, I really don't know what I'm going to do next. I mean, he's sitting there like, I don't do what my Father tell me to do. That's all I do. Why has this got so hard for us? Who we doing what they didn't told us to do? What all these books and stuff we be reading, all these self-help. Self don't need no help. Self need to die. Yeah. Self don't need no help. Self, listen, trust me. Yeah. Self know how to help itself. Self know how to try to preserve itself. It know how to take over everything else. Trust me. Self is strong enough. If you think you need self-help, self trying to fool you. Self needs to die. That's all I got for him is a knife. A sword. Where you at, Jesus? Where you at in this? Where you at in this passage? Holy Spirit, show me. Show me Jesus. You ever asked him that before? Holy Spirit, show me Jesus. Show me more. Show me where Jesus is in this. Because you'll be reading in vain. You'll be playing around and doing a bunch of stuff. And this is why we have what we have. It is no longer I'm doing what I got to do to. No. It's a real live thing. It's a real, this word is the way that we live. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. It is the way, the truth, and the life. I am the life. It's not, you know, we read it like that. I am the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Like, we read it like that because that's the way. All right, but let's break them down. I am the way. So, I mean, you know, it's no longer misdirection. You're no longer confused about where you got to go. Then he says, I'm a truth, so there's no more deception. There's no more lies. There's no more seemeth. There's no more seemeth. Huh? Then he said, I am the life. I'm it. There's nothing else. There's no other thing that's going to fulfill you. How much stuff, other stuff we done to try to get fulfillment? Come on. Come on, yo. Just try to get, there's nothing else. There's nothing that's going to fulfill it but him and him alone. Jesus and Jesus alone will fulfill. You can go to all the different meetings, go to all the different, Jesus and Jesus alone will fulfill. If you walk into these meetings and you're not looking for Jesus, you're going to miss the whole point. If whoever's preaching is not leading you to Jesus, you're missing the whole point. All roads! Whether you know it or not, whether you're on the road or not, all of them lead. For the righteous way. For the way that we're Christians, huh? Christians, right? Uh-huh. It should lead to him. Your study time, your scripture time, whatever you, it should lead. Where are you? I ask. I would ask just like that. You say, Jesus, where you at? He'll answer you. Call unto me. The Bible said, him that call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You thought that was like born again? No, just saved. Like you, if you're going under financially and you need to make this payment, are they going to try to take something from you? Let me save you that. Let me save you that embarrassment. Let me save your house. You know what they say? You got a mortgage and you back and you, they give you the save. Let me, I'm going to help you save your house. Call on the name of the Lord. Save. Save. So break all this up. I don't know why we were doing whatever we do when we was doing it. But break all that down. Everybody say simplify. Come on, say it again, simplify. Come on, say it again, simplify. Said this in my other class, and I really want to know, was he lying to me when he said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light? Was he lying? No, tell the truth. Right now, who lying then? Somebody lying. In this relationship, somebody lying. Who lying? You lie. Ain't nobody going to say, I'm a lie. No, you a lie. And we couldn't say that when you were young. You snoring? Remember that? You couldn't tell nobody's lie because it was me. You lie. You snoring? You telling the story. Right. Right. No, you lie. You lie. He not lying. Yoke is easy. Burden is light. Easy. Like, everybody say easy and light. Everybody say easy and light. Come on, say easy and light. Come on, say it again. Easy and light. Don't that sound easy and light? So why has it been so heavy and hard? Thank you. Because of self. Why, God, you? Y'all got that? Why, God, you? He ain't got no long thing to say to you. He ain't get no prophecy out there. You. Why is all you? Can't get out of the way? Can't get out of the way in the way? You need to be looking for him.
Huh? It's all this whole thing is testifying of him. Everything before pointing towards him, everything behind it pointing back to him. It's all pointing to him. You know what the Holy Spirit gonna do? Points you to him. You know the Holy Spirit? Give me enlightenment, Holy Spirit. He's gonna enlighten you on how Jesus would do it. And he's gonna enlighten you on who Jesus is in you. So get up, stop crying so much. What the crying we doing? Crying, stop, get up. Dig into the power on the inside of you and do something. How to do it, Jesus? What's the way? Show me the way. There's a, you have a, the way. Everybody say the way. Deep down on the end, low hill. Low, we're ready to go. Do we go over here? No. Do we go? No, low hill, low there. No, where is that? The kingdom of God is within you. See, it's like a built-in compass. Deep on the inside of you, it's a built-in compass, and compass uses magnets. They use magnets. It's a built-in magnet on the inside of you to pull you to where you should go and to pull whatever you need to have to you. It's right there. It's almost like you can close your eyes and get there. It's a built-in navigational system. Anybody use a navigational system in them cars? You know, them things, we rely on them things more than we rely on the Holy Ghost, right? We use them when we go on the road. When we travel with apostles, we use them. And sometimes we be dropping off in places we don't know where nothing at. But you type in that address, and that woman start talking. Turn left. In 500 feet, I don't know how far 500 feet is, but I know when I hear that ding ding. Same way. But you can't hear it because you don't hear it. Now you can't hear it because you know, the thing could be talking to you in the car, and you just wanna go the way you wanna go. You know what I'm saying? I've rolled with people. I've done that before. Nah, this ain't the right way. This can't be the right way. So I take the other road. Like she ain't getting it from the satellite. That's higher than me. That sees higher than me. Uh-oh. That sees higher than me and sees more than me. So cue in a little bit. They got volume buttons on them things. On the GPS, they got volume. Turn it up a little bit. Sometimes the people don't follow them GPS because they don't want nobody to tell them what to do. Men be getting mad because a woman on there talking. That's a true thing. Don't nobody tell me what to do. How are you supposed to get anywhere then? It's built in. It's already programmed. It's already connected. And just quiet down. Quiet down. You know what meditation does for you? You can get real quiet. You know what meditation does for you? Meditation to quiet your thoughts down. I'll never forget this. Watch your mind. Watch your mind right quick. Watch it. I can't, you know, you try to figure out how to watch it, right? Watch your mind right quick. What is it saying? Nothing. Because you're watching it. Because you're paying attention to it. Any of y'all, my mind is like this time. Any of y'all mind ever run? Like it run, a bunch of thoughts come down, then as soon as something happened to your arm, oh, now your mind and thought about something crazy. Calm down. Watch your mind. Watch your mind and let this mind. Living too far? Watch your mind and let this mind. Just calm down. Give it a little quiet time. This is why devotion in the morning is important. Or just whenever you start your day, the devotion is important. If you walk up, if you get up scrambling, you're just going to have a scrambled egg day. Like it's just going to be one of them days. It's all over the place and you don't know what nothing at. Calm down. That compass is on the inside of there. It'll guide you in the way you should go. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It'll take you right where you need to go. It'll take you right to who you need to minister to. How many times? Every time. Every time. So break down all this other stuff you're trying to figure out. All these other thoughts you got, all this stuff. Get all this stuff out your head. Break it down and find Jesus.